Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome to the podcast today. I want to talk to you today, and I may extend this for several more podcasts, on living a lifestyle that's pleasing to God. You know, there's a lot of teaching out there today about lifestyle and that you're under grace, you're not under the law, and there are things you can do and you don't have to be condemned about it. But there's the other side of that is, and that is the side to live a life that's pleasing to God. And the Bible has a lot to say about that. And people say, well, that's the law. Well, it's the New Testament, and you have to read and obey what God's Word says. And I think sometimes we misunderstand grace, and we misunderstand the fact that your lifestyle has to be different than the world. And I'm going to read a portion of Scripture to you here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. In fact, I like the way the New King James heads this chapter. It heads this chapter, a plea for purity. And it says in verse 1, "Finally then, brethren, we urge you and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you've received from us." Now listen to this, "how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus Christ." So you know there are commandments, they're just through the Lord Jesus Christ. "For this is the will of God." Now listen to this, "your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that you should know how to possess your own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of or defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such." That ought to be scary to us. The Lord is the avenger of all such. If you just stop and think about that a minute, that tells me that the Lord has his sights, he is looking out for behavior and the way we live, and that we need to be responsible for our life and our lifestyle, and we can't just throw that aside. The Amplified Bible says, "For the Lord is an avenger of all these things, as we've already warned you solemnly and told you plainly." So it's pretty straightforward here. For listen to verse 7, "For God did not call us to uncleanness." Now listen to that word, uncleanness. Now that word there means impurity. And when you look this up in the Strong's Dictionary, it means physical uncleanness. It also means moral uncleanness, the impurity of lustfulness, luxurious, profligate living. That's like the prodigal son. And even down to impure motives. So God didn't call us to uncleanness, but to holiness. Now, that word is not used a lot, but you're going to hear it on this podcast several times. That word there literally means pure, separated, and sanctified. Now, listen to verse 8. "Therefore, he who rejects this," what is the this he's talking about? Well, he's talking about what he just got through saying. "Therefore, whoever rejects this that I've been speaking about," Paul said. The Amplified Bible says, "Therefore, whoever disregards, set asides, and rejects this, disregards not man, but God, whose very spirit whom he gives to you is holy, chaste, and pure." So there is a life and a lifestyle that you and I as leaders have to live. And the Bible talks about it being a sanctified life. It talks about it being a pure life. And not only that, it also talks about some of the things that are not sanctified. And obviously, sexual immorality is one of those. But it also talks about passions of lust. In other words, anything that is going to bring dishonor to God, that's going to be worldly, that's going to be like the world, we need to pay attention to that and pay attention to how we live, because it's clear in verse 8, It says, he who rejects this life of holiness, this lifestyle of pleasing God, does not reject men or man, but rejects God who has also given us his Holy Spirit. Now, listen, that's pretty strong words right there. But I'll tell you, I believe there are people out there today who think they can live any way they want, do anything they want. It doesn't matter whether it's pleasing to God or not. They're going to heaven and everything's going to be fine. But that's not what the word says. It says that when you live a lifestyle that's contrary to pleasing God, that is away from God, at that point, it says you're rejecting God. Now, I'll tell you, that's a critical part of the gospel, our lifestyle, how we live our lives. Now, I'm not going to sit here and spell out a bunch of do's and don'ts, because immediately I'll lose some of you because you'll say, well, you're just trying to put me under the law. But I believe the Holy Spirit can convict you if you've got things in your life that are not pleasing to God. And you better know that they are not pleasing to God and deal with them. And don't try to justify them by some word that's not even literally scriptural, when you can read clearly here that there is our lifestyle options that you and I have to go by. And if you reject those, you're rejecting God. The word reject there means to do away with, to set aside, to disregard, to thwart the efficacy of anything. In other words, you can put yourself in a position where you can literally cut off God being able to work in your life because of your lifestyle. You can nullify the work of God in your life. You can make it void. You can frustrate it. And you can slight it and make it of no value to you. So you've got to be very careful about how you live your life. And really, I would always say err on the side of being conservative. Don't ever say, well, maybe I could get away with this. Well, it's probably okay. When you know in your heart, you know what, the further I can stay away from the world and the things that the world does that leads to sin, the better off I'm going to be. And that's the kind of lifestyle that you and I need to be living as leaders. And if you do that, then you're going to be able to do some great things for God that you'd otherwise not be able to do. Let me give you an example of this in Genesis chapter 25 in verse 29. It talks about Jacob and Esau. And it says Jacob was boiling a pot of stew, and I'm not going to try to spend a lot of time. I think most of you, if you're a leader, you should know this story. But Jacob cooked a stew, and Esau came from the field, and he was weary. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me that I can have some of that red stew. I'm weary. Therefore, his name was called Edom, which means red. But Jacob said, sell me your birthright as of this day. And Esau said, look, I'm about to die. What is this birthright to me? Then Jacob said, swear to me as of this day. So he swore to him and sold him his birthright, sold Jacob his birthright. Now listen to verse 34. Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils. Then he ate and drank and arose, and he went his way. Now listen to this. Thus Esau despised his birthright. The word there is almost the same word, reject. In the New Testament, it means to hold in contempt, to disdain, to regard with contempt, something, feeling of something's not worthy of any respect. And so it says very clearly there that he despised what God had done in his life. Well, how did he despise what God did in his life? By his lifestyle. He literally sold his birthright, his right, because he was born into, and that means something that you're born into. Well, when you make Jesus the Lord of God, you're born into the kingdom of God. You're born into the family of God. And there are certain things that ought to be treasured by you, not made light of. And the one thing that you can read in the Word of God is the way to make light of the things that God values is by doing things the world does that Jesus died to deliver you from. So you've got to make up your mind, what is my lifestyle? Am I living a lifestyle pleasing to God, or am I despising my birthright, what God's done for me, Am I holding it in contempt, making it unworthy by my lifestyle and by my actions? Now listen to me today. If you want to argue with me about this, then that's probably a good indication that you're trying to defend a position of carnality. Because under any circumstance, our goal is to live separated, sanctified unto God, not to try to see how close we can get to how the world lives and be like them, but then be separate from them at the same time. No, the Bible's pretty clear when it says come out and be separate from them, period. So, and again, I want to say this because Paul said this. That doesn't mean that you're not in the world, because you have to be. But that doesn't mean you have to live like the world. There should be a difference in you, and there should be a difference in your lifestyle. Now, listen, I'm not trying to preach perfection to you, because all of us have made mistakes, but I believe the Holy Spirit is in you to reveal to you how you can be closer to God and further away from the things of the world. And living a lifestyle that's pleasing to God is critical. It is important. It is what you and I should be pursuing in our lives. And if you do, I believe you're going to see power. I believe you're going to see blessings way beyond anything that you could possibly see outside of living that life. Now listen, make up your mind. I'm going to live a lifestyle that's pleasing to God. Examine your heart. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak into your life. It's not about what somebody else is doing. It's about what God is speaking to you and how you're to live your life. And if you'll have that lifestyle that's pleasing to God, you'd be amazed at what'll happen in your life. Well, my time's gone for today. I'm going to jump back on this in our next podcast, and hopefully it'll be a blessing to you. God bless you till then.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.